The Trump administration has missed another deadline for the 2020 census. Yesterday was the last day for President Trump to deliver a report to Congress. It was supposed to include the latest state population counts and the number of House seats each state gets for the next decade. But the Census Bureau says it needs more time to check the accuracy of its results. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang covers all things census-related, and he joins us now from New York to explain what all this means. Hey, Hansi.
Hey, Peter.
So the last time you were on the show, he reported on a year-end census deadline that was missed. At this point, when are we going to get these results?
It's looking like February 9th at the earliest. And again, we're talking about the first set of census results. Those are the new state population counts used to determine how many House seats, as well as electoral college votes each state gets for the next 10 years. But those numbers may not be ready until after February 9th, because the Census Bureau recently found more irregularities in the census records. That's a normal part of the census process, because it's always complicated and messy when you're trying to gather information about every person living in the country. But what's not been normal is the pandemic and the Trump administration making last-minute schedule changes. That's really thrown off the timing here and forcing census deadlines to be missed.
Right. I mean, time is running out for the Trump administration here, just days left in the administration. And I know you've been tracking the president's push to exclude unauthorized immigrants from those first set of census numbers. Do you think the president will be able to do that, given the timing here?
At this point, no. It's looking increasingly unlikely. The Census Bureau is not even at the last stage of processing those census records. And, you know, there's a handoff process for certifying those numbers, and President Trump has been preparing to disrupt that process. But this timing right now means that it will be likely the Biden administration overseeing the handoff. And President-elect Joe Biden has condemned President Trump's plan, Biden has emphasized that no resident of the U.S. should be excluded from these census numbers because of their immigration status. And we have to keep in mind, the 14th Amendment requires the, quote, whole number of persons in each state, unquote. And so for now, all signs point to a relatively uneventful handoff that ends with the clerk of the House of Representatives eventually certifying each state's number of House seats before reporting them to the governors at some point later this year.
Well, Joe Biden has named his pick for the cabinet secretary who would oversee the Census Bureau, and that is someone who could play a pretty key role in that handoff of census results. What are we learning?
We're talking about the governor of Rhode Island, Gina Raimondo, a Democrat, former state treasurer in Rhode Island, the first woman to lead the state. And if she is confirmed as the next Commerce Secretary by the Senate, she would oversee the Census Bureau and play an important role in the 2020 Census, because it is the Commerce Secretary who is supposed to report those first set of results to the president to start this handoff process.
And what do we know so far about the kind of priorities that Governor Raimondo would have as the new supervisor of the Census Bureau?
No, not much. It's not clear what Governor Raimondo's current thinking is around the census. I've put in a request for comment to the Biden transition team, haven't heard back yet. Governor Raimondo has spoken out against that citizenship question that the Trump administration failed to add to the 2020 census. She's also emphasized the importance of getting an accurate census because it affects how much federal funding states like Rhode Island get for the next 10 years. But Raimondo didn't make a single reference to the census or the Census Bureau last week during her first speech since being named as Biden's pick for Commerce Secretary. Raimondo focused a lot more on the Commerce Department spurring job creation, possibly under the Biden administration. But the thing to keep in mind is that the Commerce Department's name is misleading. It's an eclectic group of agencies at the department. The bulk of the work at the Commerce Department is at the Census Bureau and also the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA.
Right.
So the Commerce Department's bread and butter are really survey data and weather reports.
Huh. And so we wait. When we finally do get these results from the census that we've been talking about, is that the end of the process? What happens next?
No, we're also waiting for the second set of census results. That's the more detailed demographic data that states need for the redrawing of voting districts. It's still not clear when that data will be ready, because we don't even know when the first set of results will be out. So counting is finished at this point, but the 2020 census, even though it's 2021, will not be over for a while.
The strangeness of this year and last year continues. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang, our guide to all things census. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Peter.